Hey, Fraser Glass here on Today FM. It's Fergal Darcy, which is through the afternoon. We're talking about things that have been lost and found again. Yes, because it would appear that people have been losing things for periods of long time, like 10 years, and then find them again. Just like Fergal and his Incesticide by Nirvana cassette tape. John has got a contact. I remember I lost a pair of old Walkman-style headphones when I was 14. Raging it was. So upset. Found it 4 years later in my drawer, and I swear that I'd looked in there hundreds of times. Freaky or what? I lost a ring that my granny gave me when we went on holidays. About a year later, I was back for another holiday in the local pub. And on the off chance, I asked if they had lost and found, because it was the pub we were in the year before. Lo and behold, there was my ring. I still can't believe my luck. I love this one from Mary. Ferg, I thought that I lost my wedding ring many, many years ago when I was out gardening. However, the last year that we grew carrots, to my surprise, one day when we were pulling up the carrots, there was my ring on a carrot. The carrot had grown around the ring in the ground and hence let me find it. God works in mysterious ways. Maybe he does. Ferg, my wife sleepwalks, so when we get shoes in the fridge, purses in the washing machines, cars and bowls in the kitchen cupboard. The weirdest is one morning I went downstairs to find my bikes stacked on top of each other in the living room with a blanket draped over them. Oh, lucky you. Today FM's host... Robin, ladies from our missing you on Today FM's Fergal Darcy with you through the afternoon. We're talking about things that have been lost and found again. Remarkably. We have got Aisling on the line. Aisling, how are you today?
Not too bad, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, Aisling, what's the story? Something is lost. Has it been found yet? What's the crack?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was working as a tour guide in a museum, I suppose, and okay. I was being a bit bold on a boring day and reading Alice in Wonderland in one of the rooms that I was supervising.
Lewis Carroll, a great book.
Yeah, excellent. I still haven't finished it, mind. And I put it down to help with the lock-up at the end of the day. One of my colleagues got to the room that I had been supervising before me and locked the door, and I said, Asher, look, I'll get the book in the morning. What's the worst that's going to happen? Got back in the morning. I was the one who opened the room, and the book was gone. Totally disappeared.
Hold on a second. I don't want you to get worried now, Anthony. No, that's the fairies. And I got to tell you something now. The best thing you could do is go home this minute, put your pajamas on inside out, cover yourself in dog doo-doo and run around backwards in a circle. And that's the only thing that'll solve that problem. So I heard when I was recently home by a man who was in trouble with the fairies, but I don't know. I could be wrong about that. Anyway, go on. Did it turn up?
Yes, it did. The next summer, back working there again, and one morning went in, opened up a different room, and here was the book sat in one of the window seats.
Oh, that's bizarre. Oh, that is bizarre.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that film, A Night at the Museum, with all the lads running around? That's probably what's going on there. The Gulliver's Travel lads. Oh, I don't know. Oh.
Definitely. They were jumping out of paintings or something. But yeah, totally disappeared and randomly turned up. And, you know, like, there were a few of us who returned year after year, but not that many, so God only knows.
Interesting story, Ash. I'll tell you, there's a good one came in from Kieran. Kieran says, Ferg, when I was 5 years of age, I buried my there's a very happy baby there in the background.
There is. He's chugga-chugga-choo-choo in here.
Kieran has turned around and he said, when I was younger, I buried my prized possessions of a penknife, Michael Jackson's Bad on cassette, a handful of pogs, and some burger bites in a tin in the garden. I forgot all about it for many, many years, and when I was 24, I came back to put down a driveway where I'm now building my current house, beside my parents' house. And what did I find? Only the little box. Little time capsule.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Lost and found. Anyway, listen, thank you so much for coming on me, Ash. Have a lovely day, and we'll chat to you soon.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Here's Shapeshifters, Lola's team. With the home of Matt Cooper, he's going to hear with the last word later on. I'm loving some of these lost and found stories. Ferg, lived in Canada, lost my bracelet my brother had given me years ago. My favourite bracelet, was so upset. Months later, started melting in the front garden. I noticed that something was sparkling in the sun. What was it? Only the bracelet.
Fergal Darcy, Today FM.